Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his...
Ah, yes, and he will lead us against the foe when he returns, Father. Ah, praise Yahweh for that. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word. And this show is for Friday, the 17th of March, 2017. And we are in the book of Ezekiel. We will be starting in chapter 22. These are two long chapters, 22 and 23, so I probably will only get through these two chapters today. But I don't want to count my chickens before they're hatched. It's just that a lot of these have a lot of references and commentaries, and others are short chapters that I can just breeze through. But before I get into that, I want to tell you about the Enoch Solar Calendar that Eurofolk Radio was offering. Brother Hebert of North Carolina put this thing together. It's a beautiful, full-color, heavy gloss paper calendar, and it depicts all the Hebrew feast days according to Enoch Solar Calendar. And the top page, when you fold it up, it'll depict scenes from the Bible and from our Anglo-Saxon heritage. I have one. It is absolutely gorgeous. And it will keep you straight on all the feast days, which are very, very important parts of our lives. And if you would like one, please click on the donate button on the top of the page of EFR and send us a donation of $20 or more. Please put the word calendar in the message and give us your mailing address, and you will get your calendar forthwith in time for the new feast days, beginning with Passover on the evening at sundown on April 2nd, 2017, which is a Sunday. And it starts Sunday evening at sundown and runs through to Monday evening at sundown. So there you go. Let's get into chapter 22 of Ezekiel. And this is about the bloody city of Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Let me clear the pipes, get a hit of this hot coffee here. Yeah, I've got a big man cup of coffee sitting here, one of the big ones. I like my coffee. Keep me rolling. It helps me lose weight. I don't care what anybody else says. I like it. I'm too old to care anymore. Let's start with verse 1 of chapter 22. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 2, you, son of Adam, will you judge? 8199. Will you judge the bloody, 1818, city, 5892. Make known all her abominations. Verse 3, say, thus says the Lord Yahweh, the city pours out blood in its midst. That's as sheds blood. So her time may come, and makes idols, 1544, against herself, becoming unclean, 2930. Yeah, that's the reason they burned down all the houses. They were doing idol worship on the roofs. So Yahweh had Nebuchadnezzar burn them all down. Verse 4. You bear guilt, 8:16, of the blood you have poured out and have become unclean by the idols you have made. You have caused your days to approach and have come to your year, 8:41. Therefore, I have made you a reproach, 2:7:8:1, to the nations, and a mocking, 7:0:4:8, to all lands. And 7:0:4:8 is a Hebrew idiom, kalasa. Verse 5. Those near and far from you shall mock you, 7:0:4:6, kalas. O defiled of name, of much turmoil, 4:1:0:3, they had made a bad name for themselves. Idol worship and murder and just, oh, it's terrible. They were just doing all kinds of stuff. Verse 6. Behold, the princes of Israel, each one in you became strong, 22:20, in order to pour out blood. Now, verse 7. And part A of verse 7, the first part, you can reference Exodus 20:12 and Deuteronomy 5:16. And the second half of it, you can reference Exodus 22, verses 21 and 22, and Deuteronomy 24, verse 17. Verse 7. In you they treat with contempt, 7:0:4:3, fathers and mothers. In your midst they have done extortion, 6:2:3:3, to the sojourners, 16:16. In you they have oppressed, 3:2:3:8, the fatherless child, 34:90, and the widow, 4:90. Bad deal. I just rotten all the way around. Here's verse 8. And you can reference Leviticus 19:30 and 26:2 for this verse. You have despised my holy things and profaned my Shabbaths by their behavior, doing things that they're not supposed to on the Shabbat. Verse 9. In you are men of slander, 7,400, that caused the pouring out of blood, and in you they eat upon the mountains. Now that means eat that which is sacrificed to idols. In your midst they commit unchastity, 21:54, and that zima, that's as religious harlotry and sexual fornication during pagan rites. Verse 10, and well, in verse 10 and 11, you can reference Genesis chapter 9, verses 20 through 23, and Leviticus 18, verses 7 through 20. Verse 10, in you they have uncovered their father's nakedness, 61:72, and that means they had sex with one of their father's wives. In you, they have humbled her. That means to have sex with. That was menstruous, 5:0:7:9, and unclean, 2:9:3:1. They had sex with a menstruous woman. That's specifically forbidden. Verse 11, and a man has committed abomination, 8:4:4:1, as adultery, with another man's wife, and a man has unchastely, 21:5:4, defiled, 2930, his daughter-in-law, 3618. And another man in you has humbled his sister and had sex with his sister, his father's daughter. All of these things are specifically forbidden in the law. And they were doing these things. And he is raking them over the coals here. There's verse 12. And you can reference Exodus 22, verse 25, Exodus 23, verse 8, Deuteronomy 16, verse 19, and 23, verse 19. Verse 12. In you they have taken bribes in order to pour out blood. In other words, they were bribed in order to put to death someone that they wanted to get something off of legally, just like they do today. They take bribes and get a piece of the action when they want to steal something from another man, whether it's land or bank accounts or stock, or they do that in the courts all the time. Continuing on, you have taken usury, 5392, and literally that's something bitten off. That's neshek from 5391, nashak, to bite. And advanced interest, 8636, that's tarabith. And you have violently made gain, 1214, from your neighbors by extortion. And have forgotten me, 7911, declares the Lord Yahweh. Verse 13, behold, I will strike my hands over your unjust gain, 1215, that's betzah, which you have made, and upon the blood which has been in your midst, the killing people by legal means is what he's talking about, just like they do today. Verse 14, can your heart endure, or your hands be strong in the days I shall deal with you? I, Yahweh, have spoken and will act. Verse 15, I will scatter you among the nations and disperse you through the lands, and will destroy, 8552, the uncleanness, 2932, that's tumeah. That's ethical and religious uncleanness. It will destroy the uncleanness from you. Verse 16. You shall be defiled, 2490, in the sight of the nations, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Now he's speaking of the non-Israel nations. He's going to put Israel to shame for their deeds. Verse 17. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of Adam, the house of Israel has become dross, 5509, to me. And that's slag left when silver is being made pure. And thus the people were impure leavings. They're not pure silver. Purified by fire. They are all bronze, tin, iron, and lead, but in the midst of the smelter, they become the dross of silver. In other words, when they're tried, their true nature will be as dross, as impure leavings. They will be worthless. Verse 19, therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you all have become dross, behold, therefore I will gather you, 6908, into the midst of Yerushalayim. verse 20. As they gather, 69:10, silver, bronze, iron, lead, and tin into the midst of the smelter to blow, 5:301, the fire upon it to melt it, 5:413. So I will gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will thrust you down, 5:117, and melt you. Verse 21, yea, I will gather you, 3:6:4:4, and blow upon you the fire of my fury, 5:6:7:8, and you shall be melted in the midst of it. Verse 22, as silver is melted in the midst of the smelter, so shall you be melted in the midst of it, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, have poured out my fury upon you. Ooh, that's pretty rough right there, folks. Yeah, that's rough. I'm living in a different time period. And he's not speaking about me, but I'm still quaking in my boots. He is an awesome God. Verse 23. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of Adam, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed, 2891. That's Tahir. That's ritually cleansed, for ready for worship. Not washed by rain, 1656. That's Geshema. In the day of indignation, 2195, that's Za'am. Verse 24, a conspiracy, 7195, Kesher, of its prophets is in the midst of it like roaring lions tearing prey. They devour persons. They seize treasure, 2633, and costly things. 3366, they have widowed many in their midst. Religious leaders that are evil. Verse 26, you can reference Leviticus 10, verse 10 for this verse. Her priests have done violence to, 2554, my teaching. In other words, they violated the Torah violently. Same as today. Absolutely the same as today. And have profaned my holy things. They make no distinction, 914, between the sacred, 6944, and the common, 2455. Nor made known the difference between unclean, 2931, and clean, 2889. And have hidden their eyes, that's 5956, hidden, that means as disregarded, from my Sabbaths. So I am profaned among them. And these are the religious leaders. They did whatever they wanted to do on the Shabbat. Yahweh's not going to tolerate that. Verse 27. Her officials in her midst are like wolves, 2061, tearing the prey, pouring out blood, destroying lives in order to violently get dishonest gain. Violently get is 1214, and dishonest gain is 1215. Now that's another Hebrew wordplay. It's batza betza. Violently get, batza, and dishonest gain, betza. Verse 28. Her prophets coat them with whitewash, 8602. Seeing visions, 2372, of emptiness, 7723, and divining, 7080, lies, 3577, for them, saying, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, when Yahweh has not spoken. That's like what they're preaching from the pulpit today. They're feeding the people out there in that audience a line of malarkey in order to get rich off of them. Verse 29. The people of the land practice extortion. There's another word play. Practice is 6231 and extortion is 6233. That's Ashak Eshek. Oh, pardon me, Ashak Ashek. Just one letter difference. And take things violently, 1497. By robbery, 1498. Here's another word play. Gazal, gazelle. The people of the land, Ashak, Ashek, Gazal, Gazelle. Back-to-back word plays. And oppress, 3238, the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed, 6231, the sojourner, that means a temporary resident, a traveler through the land, without justice. Verse 30. And you can reference 13:15 in this chapter for verse 30. And I sought for a man among them to repair, 1443, the wall, 1447, and stand in the breach, 6556, before me on behalf of 1157, this land, so I would not destroy it. But I found none. And he was looking for a religious leader or a righteous man to fix the problems with the wall of truth and stand in the gap between Yahweh and the people on behalf of the land, basically make imprecatory prayer against the evil ones and pray for Israel, and there was none. There was nobody there that was even interested. They were all busy doing their own thing. Verse 31. Therefore I have poured out my indignation upon them. I will consume them, 3615, with the fire of my fury. Their own way I shall put upon their heads, declares the Lord Yahweh. There's nobody there to teach righteousness to the people. So he's going to bring their sins on their own head. Well, that ends chapter 22. Now we're going to get into chapter 23, and he's going to speak of Aholah and Oholibah, and it speaks a lot about fornications. But fornication, there are four words used with a single word in English. They have different meanings in the Hebrew, and I will list them for you with their Strong's numbers. And their meanings, I will use the Strong's numbers after each one to differentiate so you can tell what the meaning is in context. So, which is not possible with just the word fornication in English. And here are those four words. 2181, zana. That concerns improper intercourse with foreign nations. Religious reference is sometimes involved. They're doing international religious fornication. And that goes on today. We're allowing foreign gods in our land. 2183, Zanunim. And that's improper foreign relations. 2184, Zenuth. That's improper foreign relations, with all with religious overtures. 8457, Tazenuth. That's improper foreign relations with religious references. So there's four different words that are used for fornication, but they just put fornication in. They don't tell you that in the English mistranslations. Well, that was the last of my coffee. Now I'll switch to water. Oh, I just get so thirsty. Chapter 23, verse 1. The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 2, Son of Adam, there were two women, the daughters of one mother. Okay, now stop right here. Two women. All of Israel was one. They split. There were two different sections to Israel. And Jerusalem proper and its area of the area of Yehuda, that's Judah, you had Yehuda, the tribe, and Binyamin, the tribe. And Shomeron, that's Samaria, the 10 northern tribes, went there. That was their headquarters. But they were all Israel. Israel is the mother, and the two daughters are Jerusalem and Shomeron. Okay. Verse 3. When they were still together, and they committed fornication, 2181, in Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, they committed fornication in their youth, 5271, there were their breasts, 7699, shod, squeezed, 4600, and there they pressed their virgin nipples, 1717, nipples, the dayak, and pressed means squeezed. Verse 4, and their names were Oholah, 170, that means tent woman, the elder, and Oholibah, 172, her sister, and that means tent in her. And they became mine, and they bore sons and daughters, and their names, Shomeron, that's Samaria, like I told you, is Ohola, and Jerusalem is Oholibah. Verse 5, and Ohola committed fornication when she was mine, 8478, literally under me, and she lusted, 5689, after her lovers, 157, after Asher, 804, that's Assyria, those nearest, 7138, to her. Verse 6, clothed, 3847, with violet, 8504, governors, 6346, and prefects, 5461. Governors, 6346, is Pakoth. It is a loan word from Assyria. It's not Hebrew. It's Assyrian. And prefects is Siganim. That is also a loan word from Assyria. It's not Hebrew, it's Assyrian. All desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. Verse 7. She bestowed her fornication, 8457, that's Tazanuth, upon them, all the choicest, 4005, that's Mibkar, sons of Asher, all on whom she lusted, with all their idols, she defiled herself, 2930. They were lusting after these foreign gods. I got to get a drink of water. I'm get a coughing spell here. Verse 8. Nor did she leave off her fornication. 8457 again. From Mitzrayim. Several at once. Because in her youth they lay with her. At Shechab, as for sexual relations. And they pressed her virgin nipples and poured out their fornication, 8457, upon her. That's their foreign gods. Again. Verse 9. Wherefore I have given her into the hand of her lovers, into the hands of the sons of Asher, after whom she lusted. In other words, they turned on Israel. Verse 10. These uncovered her nakedness. That means their weaknesses. They took away her sons and daughters, and that means in captivity, and slew her with the sword. They invaded and killed a whole bunch of people. And she became a byword, 8034, literally a name, among women, and that's a figure for other nations, because they executed acts of judgment, 8196, Shephutim, upon her. Verse 11. Her sister Oholibah saw, but she was morally corrupted, 7843, in her lustfulness, 5691, more than her sister. And in her fornication, 8457 again, more than her sister in her fornication, 2183. Verse 12. She lusted upon the sons of Asher, those nearest to her, governors and prefects clothed in splendor, 4358, horsemen riding upon horses, all desirable young men. Verse 13. Then I saw how she defiled herself. They both followed one way. That's one way of life. She took up the way of the foreign pagan nations. Verse 12. And she increased her fornication, 8457 again. She saw men carved, 2707, upon a wall, 7023, images, 6754, of Kasti, 3778. Those were the Chaldeans of Babel. Engraved, 2710, Kakukim, with vermilion, 8350, Bashashar, verse 15, girded, 2289, with a waist cloth, 232, that's Ezor, upon their loins, overhung, 5628, of turbans, 2871, upon their heads, all officers, 7991, in appearance, 4578, pardon me, a likeness of the sons of Babel of Kasti, the land of their kindred, 4138. They were pleasing in appearance. Verse 16, when she saw them with her eyes, she lusted upon them and sent messengers to them in Casti, that's Babylon. Verse 17, the sons of Babel came to her bed, 4904, of love, 1730, and defiled her with their fornication, 8457, and she defiled herself with them until she became alienated, 3363, from them, and that's to become disgusted with them. Verse 18, she uncovered her fornication and uncovered her nakedness. I became alienated from her, in other words, became disgusted with her, like I became alienated from her sister. Yahweh was disgusted with them because of all their pagan worship. Verse 19. Yet she increased her fornication by remembering the days of her youth in which she committed fornication in the land of Mitzrayim. They were going after idols in Mitzrayim. Verse 20, she lusted after concubinage, 6370, with those whose phallus, 1320, that's literally flesh, but in the context of this verse, phallus is accurate, is as the phallus of a heas, 2543, whose seminal discharge, 2231, is like the seminal discharge of horses, 5483. Now that's a pretty disgusting passage, but that's what it says in the scripture. I didn't write this. I'm not trying to offend anyone, but that's what it says. Verse 21, thus you missed, 6485, that's longed for, the unchastity of your youth, the pressing of your nipples by Mitzrayim upon the breast of your youth. Verse 22, therefore, O Oholibah, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will raise up your lovers against you, from whom you became alienated, and that's got those you became disgusted with, and I will bring them against you from every side. Verse 23. The sons of Babel and all the Kostim, that's the Chaldeans, Pekod 6489, those are a people in the army of Babel from a tribe in southeast Babylon, the Pekudu. And Shoah 7772, those are nomads from Mesopotamia. And Koah, Q-O-A, 6970, those are people from the east of the Tigris on the border of Elam and Media. And all the sons of Asher, those are the Assyrians, with them, all desirable young men, governors and prefects, officers, and those of renown, all riding upon horses. Verse 24. And they shall come against you with multitudes of wheeled chariots and an assembly of peoples. Okay. Mixed peoples, okay, and shall set upon you with large shields, that's 6793, Sina, and buckler, 4093, that's Magen, that's a smaller personal shield, and helmet, 6959, Kobae, it's a foreign word, and it can also mean turban, a tiara, or a cowl. But here it means helmet. And I will set acts of judgment before them, and they shall judge according to their own justice. In other words, they're not going to go by Yahweh's law with mercy or anything. They're going to bring their own law with them and judge you by their law, which bodes you no good. Verse 25, I will set my ardor of anger, 7068, that's kinaah, against you, and they shall deal with you in fury, 2534. They shall remove your nose and your ears. Remove is 5493, and that is sur, as cut off. And the last of you shall fall by the sword. They shall take away your sons and your daughters, and the last shall be devoured by fire. Had to take a water break there. They shall strip you of your clothing and take away your beautiful jewels. I will remove, 7673, the unchastity from you and your fornication, 2184, from the land of Mitzrayim. So you shall not lift up your eyes to them, nor remember Mitzrayim anymore. Lift up your eyes means long for Mitzrayim, Egypt. Verse 28. Because thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will give you into the hand of whom you hate, 8130. The hand of whom you became alienated from, that's became disgusted with them. Verse 29, and they shall deal with you hatefully, 8135. And they shall take away all you have toiled for, 3018. And shall leave you naked and bare, and the nakedness of your fornication, 2183, shall be uncovered, both your unchastity and your fornication, 8457. You did all these things, and now it's going to be shown clearly what you did. So your nakedness of your fornication, it will be revealed. Well, let's stop right here. The nakedness of the fornication of the Talmud worshipers are being unveiled today. It's turned around on them now, those who persecute true Israel. So, what goes around comes around. Verse 30. I will do these things to you because you fornicated, 2181, after the nations, and because you defiled yourselves by their idols. In other words, they wanted to be like all these other nations with all their pagan worship. Verse 31, you have walked in the way of your sister. Therefore, I shall give her cup, 3563, is a cup of wrath from Yahweh into your hand. Verse 32, thus says the Lord Yahweh, you shall drink of your sister's cup deep, 6013, and wide, 7342. You shall become a laughing stock, 6712, and an object of derision, 3933, because it holds so much. Verse 33, you shall be filled with drunkenness, 7943, and sorrow, 3015. With the cup of appallment, 8047, and devastation, 8077, with the cup of your sister Shomeron. Now he's been speaking to Yehuda here. And you have another Hebrew wordplay here, 8047 and 8077, with the cup of appallment, Shammah, and devastation, Shammah, with the cup of Shammah, Shammah. Verse 34. You shall drink it and drain it. 4680. And you shall gnaw, 1633, garash, as in breaking a bone to gnaw at the marrow. You shall gnaw its sherds. 2789. That's a piece of broken pottery, a potsherd. And tear out, 5423, your own breast, 7699, because I have spoken, declares the Lord Yahweh. Verse 35, therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, you must bear the punishment for your unchastity and your fornication. 8457, now here we come to the judgment on Oholah and Oholibah. Verse 36. Then Yahweh said to me, that's Ezekiel, Son of Adam, judge Oholah and Oholibah. Yea, declare to them their abominations. Verse 37. Because they have committed adultery, that's 5003, and blood is on their hands, with their idols they have committed adultery, and also have caused their children, whom they bore to me, to pass through the fire to be consumed. 402 by it. That's Molech worship. Verse 38. Because the children belong to Yahweh. Verse 38. Moreover, they have done this to me. They have defiled my sanctuary, 4720, and profaned my Shabbats on the same day. Verse 39, when they slaughtered, 7819, their children to their idols, they came the same day into my sanctuary to profane it. And lo, they have done this in the midst of my house. Verse 40, furthermore, because you have sent for men to come from afar, unto whom a messenger was sent, and lo, they came, for whom you washed yourself, 7364, and painted your eyes, 3583, and decked yourself with ornaments. Verse 41, and sat upon a glorious couch, with a table prepared before it, upon which you had set my incense, and my oil. Their incense and oil were specifically made for Yahweh's temple. And a noise of a multitude, and here they have at ease, 7961, and that's Shalev, or Shalu. It's considered corrupt. And the noise of a multitude was with her, with abundant men of Edom, were brought. Sebaim, 5436, those were Sabaeans. That was the first son of Cush, a country to the south by the Sea of Reeds. Sebaim from the wilderness, which put bracelets upon their arms and glorious crowns upon their heads. Verse 43, then I said of her that was worn out, 108.7, in adulteries, will they now commit fornication with her and she with them? Verse 44, yet they still went in unto her, that's a sexual act, as they go into a woman that commits fornication. 21.81, so they went unto Oholah and unto Oholibah, the unchaste women. That's a figurative. Verse 45, and righteous men shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses and after the manner of women that pour out blood, because they are adulteresses and blood is on their hands from the sacrifices they made. Verse 46, because thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will bring up an assembly upon them and will make them an object of terror, 2189, and plunder, 957. Verse 47, and the assembly shall cast stones upon them and cut them down, 1254, with swords. They shall slay their sons and daughters and burn their houses with fire. They're going to burn the houses with fire because they committed fornication with foreign gods on the roofs of their flat-roofed houses. They had idols up there. So Yahweh's going to have them burn their houses. Verse 48, I will cause unchastity to cease from the land, that all women, and that's a figurative for other cities in Israel, may be disciplined, 3256, not to do like your unchastity. Verse 49, and they shall put your unchastity upon you, and you shall bear the sins of your idols, and you shall know that I am the Lord Yahweh. They were doing all this foreign religious worship. All right, what do we got today? Truly, what's going on today? We've got all these foreign religions we're allowing in the land. Oh, we want to be like all these other people. No, we don't. We want to be like Israelites. And the remnant is coming back to the true worship of Yahweh and is abandoning all this Babylonian Talmudism that has been taught in our so-called formerly Christian churches. Slowly. It's not a mad rush. Now, church membership is declined, and a lot of churches have closed because people don't want to hear that claptrap anymore. Now, that has happened. There's a lot of churches that have shut their doors because they see, people see the hypocrisy, and they don't want any part of it. I mean, why should I go to that church when they're doing this and they're doing that? And I read the Bible, and it doesn't say this and that like they say in that church. Well, they get tired of the church doctrine. And people are thirsting for the word of Yahweh. Unadulterated, pure, not added to or taken away. And they're thirsting for it. That's the thirst that's in the land. They're famished for that word. They're reaching out. They're looking for it. And those that are stuck in Judeo-Christianity, when they hear what we say here, they become upset. They don't want to lose their status in the little social club that they're belonging to in the Judeo-Christian churches. They don't want to hear it because it frightens them. It makes them unsure. They are very unsure of themselves. Most of them do not know the gospel. They only know what they hear. Oh, they've gone to Sunday classes, and they're fed this line of malarkey that they feed them. And some of them go home and read the scriptures for themselves and say, that doesn't quite ring true here. This is a problem for me. I don't see that it says that. And boy, oh boy, if they dare go back to that church and question this, they're going to get hammered. Well, that's the word of God. That's That's what it says. Well, where does it say that? I don't see how it says it. Well, who are you to ask questions? We don't want any questions. This is what we believe in. Now, if you want to go to church here, you're going to go along with that. Oh, really? Well, I've got this to say about that. Bye now. See ya. I'm not coming back here. And therefore, they leave. And they don't go back. Because of the bullheadedness and the stubbornness and basically the ignorance of the people that are running that particular denomination. That's happening a lot. The Catholic Church is experiencing a mass exodus. And I don't, that's a pun. Oh, I just realized a mass exodus. Oh, no. Hey, you know. Hidden talent here. But the people are leaving. The lies have been exposed. They've got too many pedophiles. All the stuff that they're doing that has gone on for years that's been exposed, and that so-called church does nothing about it. They just move them to a different parish. That's not working. The people are tired of it. Well, I can't make anybody do anything. All I can do is teach what I have learned from years of concentrated study in the Word. All these Hebrew words and stuff, and I'm working on my Greek. By the time I get to the New Testament, I'll have a much better command of the Greek. I'm not bad now, but I really need to be on top of that when I get to the new covenant, because I'm going to finish all the prophets, then I'm going to do the writings, you know, Psalms, Proverbs, Chronicles, and doo-dah-doo-dah. Then I'm going to go into the Apocrypha, and then I'm going to go into Enoch and Jasher and Jubilees, and then I will go into the New Testament. And you have to remember that the New Testament is a copy. The New Testament was written in Hebrew to the Hebrew people first, and those documents have been destroyed, crumbled over time. We don't have any copy, so they copied it in the Greek, which was the business language of the day. And then they copied it in Latin, and then they copied it in English and mistranslated a bunch of stuff because the people didn't have a command of the language. Well, these languages, modern Greek is not biblical Greek. It's completely different. Same way modern Hebrew, as they speak in Israel, lie, is not actual Hebrew. It's a bastardized language. So, can't trust that at all. Time for me to go. I will be back on Monday, and we will start in chapter 24 of Ezekiel on Monday. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom Aleichem to you, my brothers and sisters.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the fall.